bring you into the Chinuch decision that has to be made, and I trust that you'll be discreet because it's Mamash Magia now. So as you know, maybe people have heard, we're beginning this honors track. The middle school made an honors track for 6th grade and for 7th grade, and this year they have 8th grade, and next year it'll be 9th grade. And even though you already have 2 shiurim, honors and regular, but this, what we're putting in place is more of a trumped up version of what we have. And Bez Hashem, that's supposedly going to be a little bit more demanding. And from what we hear, there are many, many Talmidim who are, Niskat Nuadora, the door keeps changing, and a lot of Talmidim are stronger and looking for more. So we have to deliver more. So that's a very good sign of the times, good signs of the community, and we have to be a little bit. What's the right word? We have to use razor sharp precision to be accommodating, without eliminating one end. What one end of the spectrum? We have to accommodate both. Okay. So that being said. The Shaila came up about how do you select who goes to what shiur. And the system the yeshiva has always used is basically we let the Talmidim sort of choose. And with the exception of the Talmidim who are already in the school choose which shiur they go to. For the most part, I presume in the Beis Medrash also, the first year, second year, where there are options, people are really choosing which year they go to, for the most part. And unless someone is really making a bogus decision, which could happen, but we really probably won't get involved. Unless someone's like totally off base, doesn't cop what he's doing, he's like way over. Past the people who are in one shiur, in which case they'll probably figure it out after a couple of days, or they have no shaykhus to that shiur, in which case they'll also figure it out, so there's no need to say anything. And if a guy's ready to really push himself and make it, so we'll let him. And if a guy really doesn't really want to push himself, and he's doing okay over there, we'll let him too. So on that note, we have a real decision to make on the way to, if you want to have a group. We want to make some criteria. So the criteria we thought we would make, not to weed people out, but just to make sure people understand that you're motivated to learn more, so there'll be more times to learn. Now, what happens? Do you make those times optional, or do you make those times part of the program, like Lamashal? The idea came up, should we have additional night darim for the group? A lot of the boys who are not coming to our yeshiva, they'll say they're going out of town. They're going because there's more learning over there. So okay, so you want to make more learning. So do we make them more learning? And I know there are two schools of thought out there, and all the yeshivas, even the yeshivas out of town, there's two schools of thought. Some yeshivas take the optional approach. Some yeshivas take the mandatory approach. Elu ve'elu. I don't want to mention the names of outside yeshivas, but I did extensive research this year, and I got the list of every yeshiva. I know exactly how they do it, but maybe we could talk about it from a chinuch perspective on the pros and cons. I'm not going through the specific issue, but let's bring up Lamashal. Let's say we want to make additional, they have night seder, let's say Tuesday, high school class Tuesday and Thursday. Let's say we want to add in Mondays, Monday nights or Monday and Wednesday nights. Let's keep it easy. Monday, Wednesday nights. We want to add Monday, Wednesday nights. So if you want to come to the shiur, you have to be so motivated. And let's assume you all live in North Miami Beach, so we don't have the travel issue to discuss. Do you make it optional or do you make it mandatory?
It's optional, so, the purpose of it, why are you doing it?
Well,
have
you know, you're telling them that this is what you're going to be encouraged, this is what you're doing, and this, the Rebbe is maybe going to go ahead. I don't know, the Rebbe is going to, you know, sort of when you
say it's optional, but you really got to go.
Well, we'll encourage them. I don't know. That's
you're asking, but
that question is not fair because you're really answering. You're trying to say an answer, and I'm trying to just say out the topic, and you're trying to get in by saying just point of clarification, but you're really giving an answer. So what I want to do first, you can go first. I don't mind. So let's just go through the pros and cons. You're saying a pro of mandatory and a chesaron of optional, but maybe we should go around and come up with the pros and cons of optional or mandatory for this, because this is an active issue, and we spend hours already discussing it. And the one thing I want to say is moving into this is that when I took the position here in Miami, so Rebbetzin Leibowitz, Aleh Shalom, the first Rebbetzin, I spent a year came out living in their house. I was the Rashiva's secretary, and I drove them all over the place, and you just end up back in the house, and I was just enamored with that marriage, you know, the two of them. They were polar opposites in Rashiva and Rebbetzin, were polar opposite personalities. The Rashiva was, very mafkir his time, totally not a yeki, try push things to the last minute. I think it was personality. You know, get some more brainwashed people to say that everything was purposely, you know, his purpose. But I think it was personality, and he waited to the last minute to do the things that he had to do. He did everything. I mean, he was so busy with things, and had different personalities, you know, was more laid back. You know, if he had to be at the airport at 2 o'clock for a 3 o'clock flight, so the Rashiva was fine leaving. You could probably get there in 10 minutes, you know, LaGuardia Airport, and you could probably leave at 10 to 2. And worst comes to worst, you leave at 2, you'd be at 2:10. Not so bad. The Rebbetzin wanted to get there, leave at 1 o'clock, because let's say there's a car breaks down, something goes wrong, you know. But the way they worked together was just absolutely fascinating. But the Rebbetzin told me something which was a very deep thing, and I wonder if it has any key on the Shaila that we're going to be discussing tonight. And for those of you that will be here next year, in whatever capacity, second year, third year, or branching, You'll see how we ended up paskening. We didn't even pasken yet. We're deciding now. But she told me a very good word. She says, you know, when you go take a new job, which I was going to, so this is how you take a new job. This is good to remember. The Mishnah says, she told me, Emar ma'at v'aseh harbeh. You commit yourself to whatever you commit yourself, but you always have to do more than what you say. Say a little and do a lot. So I always took it to mean, like, keep your mouth shut, let your actions speak, you know, don't speak. But she was saying something else. She was saying that hagufa, that's how you have to live. Emar ma'at, you're committing to this amount. Sometimes you have to commit yourself. But when you commit yourself, you always have to do more than what you said you would do. That's how you live. So someone hires you to do a job, you know, can you write me be my speech writer? I'm giving a speech tomorrow. Can you write me a speech? Sure, I'll write your speech for you. Okay, great. When you write the speech, you put it in a fancy folder and you put a ribbon around it. You make it look really nice. They didn't ask you for that. They just asked you for the speech. You could have been Yotzev just emailing it to him and just asking them 2 days later if you got it. You know, but Amar Ma'advazer, you always try to do more than what you said. So I feel that, just opening it up with a svara, is that, you know, for a 14-year-old, who's going to commit themselves to want to do extra, and you don't leave them any room. There's no more time left in the day or week for them to be Makai in the Mormon Aser Abeh. That's going to make it mandatory. And it's like asking everyone to learn every spare minute of their time, and there's no room for them to do more. So you're taking away from them that ability to be able to ascend, to be inspired, to do more, and to feel good about it. You know, you take all the fun out of it when you make it mandatory. So that's really playing on my mind, because, you know, sure, you address your issue of too many people are going to want to go in because we're going to make a big splash. You know, we need to make a big splash because the community is waiting for the splash to be made. We've been working on this all year, and they're waiting for the splash, and the splash has to be done with pomp and circumstance. And if we over-pomp it, there's no room for them to be able to be inspired to do more. But if we don't do that, it's sort of a little bit like what you always could have done that. We have it now, right? Rabbi Medrash used to give, and now Rabbi Blinder's giving this, you know, optional night seder. So what do you change? So that's the deal. That's the shayla, and we have to make the decision really soon. So let's open up the floor and see what you say.
Can I just make two clarifications?
That's sneaky. Josh may want to make clarification first.
No, that I feel could help people.
You go second. I know it's too. Anything you say is going to weigh in on the shayla.
Not just, weighing in at all. I just want to clarify.
That's what I said.
Which 12, 13-year-olds do you know that are learning on their own?
And if they are, they're the ones that are going to learn on their own anyway.
There are the rabbi sons.
Not rabbi sons. But nowadays.
But those kids, they were going to learn on their own anyway more. So this, by making it mandatory.
You're not
stopping them now. They're still going to learn more.
Shemati me'acharei parda. I heard from the grapevine that there are many, 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 many would-be talmidim. That's what. We're not familiar with it because this is Miami, you know. But there are many Talmidim who are looking for a very advanced yeshiva experience, and the people who are sending their kids
Why would you make it optional? Why would you make it optional? If they're looking for that, then just tell them to go.
To go where?
To do it. To the extra whatever mandatory.
To make it mandatory. Yeah. So you say make it mandatory.
What's the point of making it optional? You're giving them away.
Right, I think that's what Mendy was saying.
Why would you give them away out? Yeah. If they want it, don't give them excuses to back out.
If you tell people that the optional could mean that, you know, part of this, is that what you want to do? Because part of this is the people in the shir are motivated to do that. No, mandatory means I have to call your parents and say you cut night seder. Not making it optional means that you're encouraged to do it. You could make it last night? Okay, you could make it last night. And I'm finished. It's like... There's a way to make it optional. You know, optional doesn't mean that if you're in the mood, come.
Call it mandatory and then don't enforce it if they don't come.
Call it mandatory. No, but
no, I'm saying obviously if they don't come at all.
Let's discuss that.
This is a time where you don't have to call.
I want to utilize the answers, not just the Paschim, but let's talk about each answer because it has ramifications in other areas. So I want to discuss that. You made a very good point. Make it mandatory. Don't enforce it. But the problem with that is there's an old klal that if you over-discipline, let's say a teacher or principal could be, you know, if they're overly harsh with a kid, they say that with a kid who's disruptive and deserves whatever he gets, but they say that the kids who can't handle that, it's not necessarily the kid who's getting it. The people can't handle it, all the other kids who like are really get a lot of anxiety because they're nervous that that they could get that, and then they, that stresses them out. So making something mandatory could affect Gufa that they can't do it because it's mandatory. No, it's from a chinuch standpoint, the reason why they can't do it is because it's mandatory. If you wouldn't make it mandatory, maybe they'll be able to do it. So I'm not sure. Okay, but it's a good point. It's a square on the moon. Mikey?
Can I just clarify?
Do you want to go first? Mikey?
If you
deferring? Are you deferring to David?
I'll go after David.
I just want to ask, I don't understand. Mike said, are we saying half hour like it is during the week, learning a place badges buffer?
No.
What's the limit and how long is the time?
I think the limit is, then we'll do a different parak, let's say.
Do a different parak, and how long?
45 minutes to an hour?
What the optional program is now, that would be, no? That's what I would assume it would be.
Yeah. But that really was a clarification. Thank you. Yes, Maggie.
So I know that in some yeshivas, for the everyday standards, they have migraine to like 11 o'clock. And then there are some people that stay up to like 2 o'clock in the morning. That seems very extreme. But that's for them. That's just pushing themselves. That's the thing that Rebbe was saying. You're saying a little and doing a lot. In this case, saying a lot and doing more.
So therefore, you hold what?
I want to give the same answer to Josh here. I view it a little differently. That you're not even taking away their ability to push more. They'll have nights later, but they could probably find time during their breaks. If they really wanted to push themselves, I'm saying, if you're not taking away because the person who really wants to move, who's really motivated, is probably gonna do even an extra 20 minutes or whatever during the day, or whatever it is, just push themselves extra. There's always room in the day to push yourself more.
So therefore, you're saying it should be.
Right, only because I just.
So therefore, you're saying
it
should.
Problem. I mean, I agree with the issue of not being able to push yourself.
Everything you're saying except how you answered the question.
Yeah,
optional mandatory.
I think that issue
mandatory.
For these kids.
That's what I thought you were saying. Yes. Oh, yeah.
So it sounds like Rev is trying to feed off of the enthusiasm in the community. So if you make it mandatory, isn't there a chance that you can kill that enthusiasm? Because teenagers don't want to do what you tell them to do. So even though you have enthusiasm to do the night seder and the essence they would do it, if you make it mandatory, to be counting.
Well, the middle school. The middle school created an honors track, and they extended their day. There was the middle school to get out at 4:30,
right.
But if you're in the honors track, you get out at 5:15, twice a week, whatever.
Okay.
And they have more learning. They have more learning then. So right. That sort of is a built-in.
But the high school already feels like they spend most of their day in school.
Yeah, so you're making a split that the middle school could do that because since they get out so early, but the high school is already at max time. Adding any more time would have diminishing returns.
And they'll feel like they can't get out of it. Like,
but I was, if you don't mind, I was slugging you up because you were saying that making something mandatory will take away the enthusiasm. And I'm showing you that at the middle school, they did have extra time mandatory and did not take away the enthusiasm.
Okay, but
so it's not mukhruch. It's not mukhruch.
Okay, but.
But then you answered me that yeah you're right, but you made a chiluk hachamayaskinan the middle school because there's a lot of extra time, but the high school not. But that's not mukhruch. It's just making a kimta, but lavd up.
The whole time I wasn't saying it was mukhruch.
Oh,
there's a chance.
Right, you're saying a svara. But Lemaisa, in the end of the day, you're paskening. If you were the principal, you would paskin to keep it optional.
Encourage
it,
so
it doesn't have to be.
Like, tell the guys that this is what the honors track offers this program, and by entering the honors
track. Wow, so far we have a mixed.
We
Yeah, we do not have a. So far, it's like. It's so far, it's splitting down. Okay, Dobie.
What do you mean by optional? Like, you sign up pledge at the beginning of the year that you're going to come?
Or that's not optional. Oh, optional?
Optional meaning, like, each kid could decide what. Like, every. Like,
no.
Twice a week, you could say, oh, I want to come this, but I don't want to come that, so I won't.
That's a good question.
Or do you mean like you, each kid has an option to have the whole thing for the whole year?
Okay, that's a good point.
I'm kind of mandatory.
In a certain way, we could make it optional that you can either go to this year, which meets all day and night, or you can go to this year, which only meets by day. It's optional. You choose which one you want to go to. If you want to go to this year, it meets 12:30, and it's also four nights dorm. If you want to go to that year, it's only two nights dorm.
But that means it's mandatory. They got me that decision.
No, you have to call
so
it
you're
optional.
You're saying, yeah, you get to call it optional. That's what Mendy's saying. That's what I thought Dovi was saying.
No, but Legabe, the track.
I mean, Dovi sort of made me realize that it could even be optional, even if it's mandatory, because they don't have to choose that year.
Thing is, if there's a person who's sick Croatia going to the honors track, so for him, isn't it automatically mandatory?
I'm not in here what you said. I'm thinking about Dobie's. But I guess yeah, you're, it's optional. It's sort of optional for the year. Well, let's say they decide they don't like it, they'll stop coming.
But or do you assign like a thing that says I'm gonna come, so that encourages you to come to do this?
I don't know. We have to talk about that. Can you give me some more water, please?
I do. I mean, I hold
it's too clean. It's too clean for me.
Zephyr Hills, yeah.
Okay, good point. Okay, not
time. You need all that mineral.
Mandatory sign because I feel like if it's optional, it then
you,
like,
can you refill?
Yeah.
No, we can get some. You can put that in. Could you also put more ice in? You know where the ice is? The sink?
No, I thought
oh, get from the refrigerator. Oh, get from the refrigerator, yeah. Yeah, that'll be cold. You don't need ice. You know where it is?
Crack a bottle.
You open up. Yeah, it's in the fridge. You press that button on the left of the door. I was Mekhaim Rabbi Sharpman who said that you could go into the refrigerator without asking permission first. Okay, so he holds mandatory. What did I say?
You said go.
Mindy.
I'm just trying to. Yeah, you're right, but still, he was going anyway. You could say that he was going.
Do you have ice cream?
Oh, pardon? Not time.
If you make it optional, these kids like be made fun of. That like, oh, you're a yeshivish because you go. Oh.
Well, if the yeshiva is successful in this. It can't be that the good guys can't feel like they're like some weirdos and freaks. It has to be that the yeshiva is very proud. Like right now, no one makes fun of the guys in Rabbi Dreyfus this year. You know, because
there are cool guys in this year.
Well, I'm assuming there'll be cool guys in this year too. Coolness has nothing to do with some people are just naturally. Some people are naturally cool. It makes no difference. They could be strong learners, but they're just naturally,
is cool.
Like Josh, they have charisma.
Guys are cool.
First of all, learning is cool.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
That is a concern. Yeah, nothing.
I think they should take advantage of it. Because it sounds like it works in the middle school.
Shabbat?
Why not?
And then Dovi, just to add to what you're saying, Dovi was ma'orer that, I didn't think of that, that if you make it optional, so like every night you're expecting a guy to come to the same, inspiration every single night of the whole year, 365 days a year, whatever, 180 days a year, they have to make the same decision. It's too hard. You're asking someone to be only b'nisayon, they want to watch a chveis. there'll be a basketball game, there'll be a this.
We don't want fakers.
Yeah, therefore what? Which way?
Therefore we'd only get the two people that are going to be there because they want to be there.
When I was in high school, and I was in eighth, I'm remembering now, when I was in eighth grade, I'm pretty sure, maybe it was ninth grade, I'm pretty sure I went out to learn at nights with a couple of friends in my class. No one asked us to do that, but there were a couple of guys who were into it. They used to go out to learn at night, and they asked me to go, and I went. And I remember feeling like, wow, I was such a tzaddik. And then I couldn't handle it after 2 weeks, so I stopped.
But he gained more in those 2 weeks than he did.
I don't know. I gained that much in 2 weeks, but it was. But you know, if you sort of the yeshiva is going to create a. We want it to be in a healthy culture, and we want it to be in sync with the yeshiva. So right now we have our dormitory guys who have this night seder. So the dorm guys have no. I don't. From what I hear, they're not like very inspired to be there, but it's mandatory. But the teretz is they didn't get a choice. They're not really. Like, why do they have night seder? Teretz is. Like they're in yeshiva all day. Like you're not having night. So you're in yeshiva. Why don't you go and learn? Learn for a little bit, like they have.
We don't trust you.
So, but it could be this program would be helpful. Maybe we could even, you know, we would have to serve supper, so the guys would have to eat supper there, and I guess night seder meeting for the dorm would even be instead of 7:30 to 8:30, it would be from 7 to 8. Not sure. Not when you make a very good point. Okay, Nisano.
I would say it's mandatory.
You would say what?
Mandatory. It seems like anyways the parents of these kids and the kids themselves want them to go to this kind of program that we have in San Jose. And the kids are up for it. I'm assuming most kids are coming here and they're not being forced to come here. They're choosing to come here.
If you could address this, I was speaking to a couple of young light from the North Miami Beach Coal, Lakewood Coal, and they told me, you know, if you think of making mandatory, just be aware that you're going to be more machmir than Chaim Berlin, Mir, Darche, all the in-town yeshivas, Mir Yeshiva does not have mandatory night star.
It depends what it means, again, by mandatory, like,
sometimes you just have to do the right thing, even when everyone else is doing their own thing.
But what?
Like, in Warriors, they have mandatory night
later,
but, like, after it also, like we were saying before, it depends what it means, that mandatory. But, I don't know, if it seems like the kids are up for it, they want to be in the program, then it seems like we get mandatory.
Could not sound, you mentioned something there that had not been mentioned yet, so I just want to stop on it for a minute. Sometimes there's a way to mention things that are they're mandatory, but they don't have to necessarily be enforced with a gun. There are ways to do that. We used to have in our handbook, just to broaden the scope of this particular session. And we're being recorded, so it has to be something worthwhile to listen to. But I went through our handbook with Rabbi Foreman once. We didn't change any of the rules, but we presented them differently. Like Lamushel, all students must wear a solid shirt only. Dark solid pants and shoes, and must have a hat and jacket during all tefillos. That's one way of saying it. And I haven't checked it in the last 3-4 years, but we sort of changed the lashon to a yeshiva Torah Chaim student is successful when he's wearing his dress code, parentheses, solid shirt, dark solid pants, shoes, and wears his hat and jacket for all his feelers. It's just spun in a more positive way. You know,
it's not, fake to me.
You know, it's a little bit, you know, it could be written in a really patronizing way. I didn't mean to come across that way. But that's sort of what you're saying, like, mandatory, this is the expectation. Like, you want to come to the shir, you know, you realize what you're signing up for. Okay, and then, whatever, maybe sometimes where you can't come, or when one person may live too far away, and we may have to make an exception. So, like I don't think the shir can be such that the shir at 12:30 continues at 7 o'clock, because the guys who can't make it, then you're gonna, that would be really heavy.
What's the tzad to have it be mandatory, based on?
I thought you were saying it should be mandatory.
I understand. I'm just saying. I'll
now you're slugging it up. Slugging it up.
No, I'm just asking. Let me ask you. She was perspective. If it was simple, or she was that you do it, and
well,
don't do it. So it seems like basically, should we model ourselves after the places that
if I wasn't being recorded, I would be. I could answer that question. Could we wait till after the recording's finished?
Stop the recording.
You can't stop it. They say they stop it, but they don't.
Does that make a good question?
It's a joke. They say they stop it, but they don't really stop it. I learned all the tricks. And then one time, I heard that Rabbi Sharfman asked to shut all recorders off. So. So everyone shut the recorders off, but then some people turned them back on. One famous vad that he made everyone shut it off. Within an hour, one of our alumni who lives in Maryland sent me within an hour a copy of the recording. I heard it already. I got it from Maryland. It got sent already around the globe, but so after the session, I'll go into that. I have a shtickle insight. Yes, Yosef.
I would say it should be optional with optional tests with incentives, because whenever you make anything mandatory, you lose the desire to be there. Let's say the dorm night seder. No one wants to be there, and no one.
Well, they don't want to deal with.
And also, this is not different than any. It's not included. You know, it's not for everyone to come. It's exclusive.
Right.
This year will be a stronger year, stronger learning. So feel better about it. And the incentives of the test will. People are saying that they won't come at the football game, basketball game, and whatever. But no, if you make it mandatory, then people, then usually what happens that, oh, I have to beer, and then I'm in the mood to beer, and I have to beer. So I don't want to be right now. I would say, in all shiur, I think
everyone
for the optional part.
There was 40 people in the room, and everyone
says it's mandatory to pay attention. It's not mandatory to pay attention. Mandatory to be there. So mandatory means I just have to be here. So, but no one likes sitting in shir doing nothing. And the better parts of Rajavi shir, when people got into it, not mandatory to get into it and hot. But those are always the better parts of shir, because that's when the person feels like he wants to learn, he gets into it. So you might need an incentive for that to happen. But the optional is always, I think, always has more feel for the person.
But can I just ask, what's a follow-up question to you? But how would you address our specific dilemma? Is how to separate the boys from the men?
How to separate? How would I do that?
Yeah, because we're going to be confronted that people who are not serious are going to join. And the reason why we're making this honors track is really, so to speak, to address the growing need and dissatisfaction with what we're offering. So if anyone can go in, they feel like, you know, it's not going to be different, because people who are going to undermine the very the existence, the avira they're trying to create.
Which kids are going to try to come in and
a guy who just wants to
be here because of what?
Their friends are there.
Their friends are there. So let them be in. What's the issue?
But they're not gonna learn, and it's gonna take away from the.
You mean they're not gonna learn at the Night Seder?
They're not gonna learn. No, even any time. They're not gonna.
So the same amount of guys that would make the Night Seder vibrant can be there with the guys, the extra guys coming or not. And if two people come in.
No, it's just like when it's like when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. You have the Erev Rav who come along. Because they just want to be with Klal Yisrael, but they weren't really committed. So you have people in this honor shiur are not really committed.
Way, isn't there a chana? I heard there's a chana for this shiur. So if you have like a chana, there's
not
just like a bunch of guys.
Hold on. We're coming up. The reason why we went this way is because we want to save the best for last. Yeah. So isn't that a problem?
What? Let's say we let them pick. Right, driving shear does get messed up because people come in. Some people come in there. Usually they're buckled for the rest of the shear. They have a horrible year. The people that just come in and sit there doing nothing.
We have the option of pulling them out if they're not participating. Also, we still have some rights. You know, we can say.
Yeah, especially since it's a new shear. You have more of a. Authority is to kick them out if they're not on par.
So you say, just to chazer of what you say, and Gedalia wants to clarify something what you said. You say that we should make it optional, but it's okay to tell them that joining the shiur, we hope, if you're joining it, we're hoping that. We really want you to be here and participate in the, you know, the Night Seder also.
Right.
We can't make it mandatory because it's night.
And if you make it mandatory, usually it backfires because at a certain point in time they don't want to. And the problem is, what's the problem with optional? They don't want to come at some point in time. So if it's mandatory, they also don't want to come. Unless they come and they sleep, right? Unless they're gonna have tests. So even if the tests are optional, he was saying you should have mandatory. But optional test sounds a bit like contradictory.
I mean, one yeshiva out of town, they do mandatory with tests, and it could be this. It's known to be very intense, and it's probably one of the most popular out of town places. But I don't know if we're attracting that. Yeah, I don't think that's what we're trying to attract necessarily.
Just to clarify, are most people who are on this track? People who would go out of town to a real, like, Tells, Lakewood, these kinds of places? Or are they people who would like a little extra learning?
That's a very good question. No, I think that...
My answer is partially telling on it.
Can I clarify what you just said?
I was waiting for that.
Okay.
What we have now, Rabbi Dudovitsky was in honor shiur, and Rabbi Dreyfus, and... Or winter. What we have now, the boys who are choosing the honor shiur, I don't know if we ever, you know, described it. We made the honors track that we have now for the boys who want to learn, who want to learn more, a little bit more. I think that you're right that that this honors track is for a Talmud who's like we're losing, I don't like to use that word, but from our own middle school, there are 5 or 6 eighth graders who are going to quote unquote out of town yeshivas.
So this is going to be a 5 or 6 person class?
No, because I think we have our own who would want to participate. And in addition to our own, we also have people who we don't even know about. This is what I'm told by some of my Chaverim, not from the yeshiva, but from the community who I speak with, they told me that you don't even know there are people who don't move to Miami, but they would if we had such a program, they would move. So you don't even realize which kids you're not getting. You're losing some kids, and from your own, they probably would be interested to have a higher, more upgraded program, and there are kids who you don't even know that you're not getting because you don't have a program like that. To answer your question, anybody else want to clarify? Gadai, you want to make a clarification?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to. I think he actually said it, but just the idea that if you make it optional, and then you're worried that people are going to leave. So the reason why they want to leave doesn't get ignored. If you make it mandatory, they're just going to sit there and not want to be there, and that's going to ruin their enthusiasm to be there, and then it's just going to make it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Nachum. Speak.
Seltzer.
I believe that it should be a combination. Ooh. I had a friend who went to a very Yiddish, very Yiddish high school. He has some good stories. But I think I remember him telling me that it depends on the grade. Meaning when he entered ninth grade, it was a lighter schedule. When he went to 10th grade, it became heavier. 11th grade and 12th grade were this similar amount. So maybe in ninth grade, there's already two nights of Durham. So maybe to make like little night seder or an addition to the already two existing ones, make that optional. But then whereas in 10th grade, start making a few things mandatory and add from there. And 11th grade also make it mandatory. So 11th and 12th grade would be the same schedule maybe.
Okay, very, very creative.
That's also.
We may have to put you on our administration.
That's also.
Okay. Okay, we're getting there. Akron. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mendy.
Can we go to a new point?
Totally new topic?
No.
Yeah, sure.
So a certain other place that I'm acquainted with had like a certain time period that they needed to attract people to school. So they did, and it basically just made a huge lot of animosity between the people that they were getting and people who were
there.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Knows the people who they were looking to attract became their sought after client, and everyone was there. Were, you know, okay, you can stay, but you know, I'm busy now.
The cool kids.
So I don't know which optional mandatory, which way makes it better or worse. I'm not sure, but.
Be aware that could happen. Make it optional or mandatory. Worse.
What are you working on
right
now? Think just on that.
Does anybody buy? Nobody bought that Svara that I said before that it's optional. Choose if you want to go to this year. This year meets during the day, Sundays. From 1 to 2, and Monday and Wednesday nights. And this shear meets Tuesday and Thursday nights. It's optional. Which one do you want?
That's not really the same.
Is that considered optional, Yosef, or mandatory?
It's more. Yeah, both. No, it's mandatory for the parents, so they get kids there, and it's optional. But here's one of yours, optional. They want
it. No. What I just said, if you want to go to the honors track, it will include Sundays from 1 to 2 and Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 to 8. Huh?
Mandatory and then
is that considered mandatory? If you could choose between this year and this year.
That's just highlighting his score.
I think
Mondays are as far as that. The lower shear is going to feel like we're neglected.
No,
but
you're getting an option. It's like either you could be our good students or you could be our bad students. We don't want to give any option. There's no leeway of someone who's on the board.
No, but why can't anyone, since they're learning a different parak, anyone can go to those optional? Let's say it's mandatory for the honors shear. But if you're not in the honors shear, you're welcome to go to that shear too. But for you, it's optional.
I think it's completely mandatory. I think saying it's optional.
Someone.
Optional for them to come. Maybe
yeah,
there's four shear.
There's
three
Ian shear.
And in that same shear.
Now, but in one of the
sign up to be mandatory or sign up to be optional.
But there's three Ian shear. In one of the Ian shear comes with it a mandatory Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, but on shear 2 and 3, you're welcome to join us, but for few it's optional.
What do you mean, shear 2?
Shear 2 and 3, the second Ian shear is
It's an honor shear.
No, no, it's two and three. It's not an honor shear. It's regular
shear.
Regular
shear, but you're welcome to come to the honor extra.
But the extras, everyone can go to.
Actually, you could come and.
But for them, it's mandatory. Is that what do you think about that?
I mean, you're basically telling them we don't want you. You're not good enough. So you could come for the optional parts.
But if they wanted,
no, no, no.
One,
first one. Yeah.
You can't come to shear three.
They could choose honor.
Right? You're not in shear three. You're in shear three is the acre. The acre is the shear. There's like some.
But they could come if they wanted.
No, no, but they're doing an extra, a different parak and bakias during those mandatory night starim.
It's mandatory night star, but for shear two is honor.
For the honor shear,
you get to choose which shear you go in.
For the honor shear, night seder is mandatory. For the regular shearim, it's not going to be mandatory. For them, they're welcome to come, but for them, it's optional. We welcome you to come, extra thing and begins, but it's not. You could decide as you go along if you want to do it or not.
I'm saying it makes them feel like I'm not part of the ikur, and you're telling me to grab onto the top hole.
Right, so therefore you should not make it. Doesn't make it mandatory for the honors guys make it seem like, wow, it's like, here's my schedule. Not making it mandatory, this is your schedule. You know, it's having a new Seder Ayom. It's not, the Seder Ayom, Sundays you get out at 2, Mondays and Wednesdays you get out at 8. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday you get out at 8. That's the schedule.
Not that shear is going to be a lot stronger than the second shear.
That shear will be harder.
So
let's say
there's a strong guy in the second shear.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to have to be mandatorily
right
on that night. So now his ikur or shear is going to be much lower.
Yes.
And you're telling him to come to the top hole. And then, you're not really addressing his needs. His needs is.
Is to be in the higher shear.
For the night seder. That's not the main needs.
The main needs
track.
Is in the higher
the
being in higher shear.
The is mainly the strength of the guys learning and the motivation of the guys learning, not necessarily the exact hour that you're coming at night. And you're basically lowering his real shear. You're going to be part of the lower shear. You're not going to have to work at all. And
so you're disagreeing with the need for any type of to be part of the.
No, there is a need, but that's not part of the greater. I thought the greater picture is that the other yeshivas are not known because the other yeshivas are not better because they have an hour at night. The other yeshivas are better because guys know how to learn better. Guys have more motivation.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay, fine. Thank you. Okay, nothing. Very good. Right here. Okay, well, I want to finish up. You were a very good point. Thank you, Aaron. It's pushing 12 o'clock, so I want to finish. And then I guess there's no time, but if there would have been extra time, I was going to ask you whether we should have a separate high school minion, but we're not going to run out of time yet, Aaron. No,
like
for everyone.
I like the mandatory.
I like the separate heads.
And what about what Yosef was saying?
So one second,
Gedalia. No, I don't mind you talking. I want Yosef to be able to slug Aaron up if he wants to, because he's disagreeing with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. He says it should be mandatory. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't have to go to that Aleph Shear if you want. But I thought the whole purpose of the Aleph Shear is to get the parents to send their kids to the more stark place.
Right.
They feel better for them to go to.
But what happens if you have a kid like, I shouldn't mention names, you have a very kid from, parents are more, more, a little bit more modern, and they don't subscribe to, that. They feel the kid should, should be watching Monday Night Football. It's better for his development, and he's not going to send him. But therefore, that kid who is very is a big Balkishan can't go to the honor shear. Because the honor shear is not just going to be kids who are inspired, but it's also going to be kids who are going to be learning on a more serious level and a higher level. So you're depriving them of that because they can't learn. Because they don't want to learn on Monday nights.
Those kids were doing pretty good until now, until we had this thing, and they're pretty honor shear, the second shear.
So you're saying keep the honors that you have and add a higher level onto it. except all those kids
were
currently.
What we were saying till now is that you're bumping the bottom shear down even more and accepting worse kids. And
No.
Right,
no,
so
we can't do that.
What we're, doing anyway. We're keeping Olive and Beige the same and adding.
We're making Olive
level.
Plus.
That's what we're doing, right?
But so most of the guys who are in, like the guys who are in Rabbi Dreyfus this year, let's say, you know, well, I don't mention names on the tape, but you know who they are. Yeah, they're gonna go, they would probably be the ones who want to go to this shear. So that, so Rabbi Dreyfus would go to this shear.
Yeah, I would agree. If the shear are pretty very even because these guys are masmidim, so then I would agree to make the. If you make the second shear optional, because it's still a very strong main shear.
I don't think anyone was saying that you should weaken the other.
No, it's a mitzias.
I mean, right, Blinder gives a shear at night. How many guys go to it? 7 guys in the whole school, right?
It's probably not the most
Medrash gave a shear at night. How many guys went to it? 10, 15?
Like 3.
Right, but Medrash did not have 10.
Last year?
When I was in 11th grade.
Oh, you were in 11th
grade?
Last year.
Yeah, Shua Grass and.
No, I was in 11th
grade. Huh?
When I was in 11th grade.
Yeah.
And Medrash was in 11th grade. All the guys from every year.
So what are you saying? You see that?
I'm not thinking.
No. So you see that optional could work?
Yeah, I guess.
What?
Okay.
But optional could work for the kids. I thought right now we're dealing with the parents.
We're dealing with both. Yeah. Okay.
Are you talking about this so that next year when they make a decision, everyone doesn't come behind us, how they think they're smarter than Hella and want to do this way, want to do this way?
No, I really don't know. I know there are two stories. There's no one. No, what you see from here that they're both.
Benny's trying to say he's smarter than.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
Anyway, it's a good move.
Mordecai. Yeah.
So I think there's probably many, if more cons making it mandatory, because I think people touched on. I think Yosef touched on. Then the guys don't have as much desire. Also, I think also Stam. I think Rebbe also pointed out that will deter other people that are on the brink of going to that year if it's mandatory. That might. Like stop them from coming, but I think another reason which we didn't say till now is that also, Rabbi was saying, quoting I think from the Rebbetzin, that there's like, the emor ma'ana seharbe. I think also there should be if they make it like this, they're never having a thing that the learning is coming from on their own, meaning they're always forced to learn. So if they're always forced to learn, so that sometimes it's a bad thing. Right? I remember like Rabbi Sharman always saying that it's good sometimes to learn being a storm, so you won't think that it's a puzzle to learn the different times. So if you always have to learn, so you don't want it to like in that way. It could be like Mosif is going to be Gorea in that way. They're like.
And if you're making it optional, how would you say it over to the guys that we're having an honor shear, and if you want, there's also night storm. How would you say it to all the optional guys? Well, all the people that said optional, yeah. What would you say?
We're offering this special track, new thing. We're trying to push the guys harder to achieve their full potential, and then talk about how great they are and how they can achieve so much, and say, and this is a way that you can do that.
Dahlia, you may be a principal one day.
Wait. They're not adding anything to the school, but they already have an optional night program.
You're so diplomatic.
The optional night program is not strong here.
So
I think, guys sitting around learning
whatever. Okay, so they're saying, hey,
also,
you can go to honor here, you can go to the optional program.
Nothing also said about switching during years. I think that's also very good because I realized, like, from my class, when guys go from 11th grade to 12th grade, it's very hard for them to be able to adapt to the new schedule of having night sitter every
night.
Right. So in Mela, if more people already from 9th, 10th, 11th grade are already doing night sitter earlier in their high school careers, it's going to make it much easier for them to adapt when it's in 12th grade. So whichever way is going to be able to get more people into the program, so that's going to help them in the future to adapt to the schedule.
Okay, so tune in.
Can I do
that? Because somebody... is going to have to stick their neck out and make a decision here between now and September 1st. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're closing with Dovid Holmes, and then we're driving. Yes.
I think an idea, I don't know if it's legally possible, but...
Stop.
Chain them down!
With graduation requirements, but I think if...
Make them
for
listen.
The honors year, if you could take one English class and make it into a Seder, or a Shear, or some sort of Lima,
yeah.
And then by Night Seder, have it with an optional choice for the year, with you're welcome to join, but you're joining for the year. Although if they need to take off a night, they could just ask a Rebbe, and it'll be more or less a rubber stamp. But the point is that they still have to go through a Rebbe. And I think that what's gonna stop people from just joining the Shear is that Sunday afternoons are Kodesh Kedashim, and nobody's gonna give up their Sunday afternoon to be with a friend. I think people are not gonna want to give up the one spare time they have a week, even if it's just an hour, to just be in. To be in a higher Shear.
You see the first half.
So why is taking out the English?
I think the English one is you want to make it more intense.
You can't take out English.
If somebody has time, I should have done it now, to write up the optional pros and mandatory pros and hand it to me before you leave. I really appreciate it.
Before they leave.
Okay. Before you leave Miami now.
I can take care of that.